Okay, so my name is Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 20th of August, 2009, and the time is 9:33 a.m. If I could ask you to tell us your name, age, and where you come from.
It's Hugo Pickford. I'm 23, and I'm from Redhill in Surrey.
Thank you very much. Tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another Project.
Must have been about Easter time. Just sitting at uni doing some work and being bored during the day, so a few friends just kind of found us on the internet and we all signed up, and I was the only one to be chosen, really, so that was quite surprising, and I don't know, we'll see how it goes up there. So yeah, that was pretty much it, really. But I've just been looking online, and lots of people have been, obviously the interest has grown massively, so I think it's quite good I got in early. That's when I heard about it, really.
What would you say your motivation was to put your name forward to become a part of it?
I didn't actually put mine forward. Someone else put mine and I put theirs, so it was just kind of got stuck with that one, really. But I don't know what the motivation was, to go and have a laugh and do something different and, yeah, go and stand on plinth, which no one really has the opportunity to do normally, so it's quite a good thing to do, I think.
And what would you say is that the significance of the project, I guess, kind of any importance to you, or the fact that you're going to be standing up on one of the plinths on Trafalgar Square for an hour, what does that mean?
Well, it's obviously quite a kind of iconic place, so in terms of that, it's quite good to be part of the history of it and things. I mean, there's been some quite lots of artwork up there previously, so it's, I'm now part of it, really, so that's quite good. But in terms of personal significance, I wouldn't say it's like, it's just being part of the big project, really. It's not personally like a milestone in my life or anything, so that's basically it, really.
So you mentioned you're at uni, tell us about uni.
Yeah, I'm at Exeter University, I'm doing a master's actually in sustainable development, just doing my dissertation at the moment, so it's quite a nice welcome break from that. I was there for my undergraduate as well, so I've been there 4 years now, so still don't know what I'm doing afterwards, though. Any offers? it's good down there, I really enjoy it, and it's good getting, I've played rugby down there and got involved with various societies and things, so it's good fun. Be sad to leave.
Describe your
typical day. Typical day? Oh dear. Well, it's been a bit more intense this year than probably my undergrad, so it's normally wake up not too early and then go to lectures, probably have a nice long lunch. Breaks every about half an hour for about an hour normally, so standard student, I think, really. And then sometimes go out in the evenings or go around to people's houses and things, have a few drinks and chill out, really. Try and do some sports and things, so that kind of slots in somewhere. So that's pretty much it. It's been a bit different this year because obviously lots of my friends that were at undergraduate have left, so it's been a bit, in terms of the social scene, been a bit different, a bit quieter, really. So it's changed. But it's still been good, yeah. Still been good, yeah. Because the course you can do from various kind of aspects, you can do distance learning and things, so we've got quite a range of people on the course, kind of going up to about 50 or something like that, so me being quite young relatively, it's a bit different. There's only kind of a core of us who are really in Exeter. Lots of the people live kind of with their families outside of Exeter, so I think it's been good fun still despite that.
And what was it that appealed with regard to kind of sustainable development and doing the masters as well?
It was kind of an extension of my undergraduate. I had the geography, and they were kind of, it was their master's course, so they were kind of pushing it. But also, I think it's something that's growing in importance, obviously, and it's becoming more and more necessary for everyone to adopt it. And therefore, hopefully, my job prospects might increase a bit. I might be able to apply some of that and have a bit more knowledge than most people, and work in that kind of department. I want to do a bit kind of based in property, the property side of sustainable development. So that's the kind of aim, really. not a very good time to get into property at the moment, but otherwise it come around next year or something. So yeah, that's the aim.
And what are your particular interests like within the realm then? So property, what's the dissertation on?
On an eco home, I'm studying the build of an eco home, just one specific home, just trying to get the reasonings and the experiences and the kind of obviously the intentions, but also from every party that was involved in it, not just from one, which seems to be kind of where most of the research has been done. So it's kind of, it's a collaboration of many different stakeholders, really. So I think that's quite an interesting thing. Got a few weeks to go until it gets handed in, so it's kind of knuckling down a bit now, starting to do all the writing. So yeah, but hopefully that's the hopefully it should be quite good. Actually, I'm quite getting quite into it now, so it should be good.
And have you thought about what you want to do afterwards? How do you reckon October is going to pass, and then the future and afterwards?
I don't know about October, but hopefully come Christmas I might have found something. I don't know, I've got to do jury service actually, so that's going to be that's in October, so that's kind of delayed my plans a bit. It's not a particularly helpful time again, so I already delayed it a year because of my course, so I thought I've got to do it this year. But otherwise, yeah, come Christmas, hopefully I would have found something. Hopefully the market would have picked up a bit more and there'd be a few more jobs going for graduates and things.
So, and what are your thoughts about having to take part in this jury service? Where are you going to be doing
it? It's in Guildford. I don't know, I was quite, because it seems quite exciting to a young person, but I wouldn't say most of the people that have done it that I've spoken to have found it particularly thrilling. I think it's a lot of sitting around doing nothing, and then you might not even get chosen to be on the jury. So I'm not exactly looking forward to it, and I wouldn't really like a case that dragged on for months. So no, I think get it over and done with, and hopefully not get called again in my life. That's the kind of aim, really. But you never know. My cousin got called. She's been called twice. So, and she's only about 30. So it's not exactly. I think it's just pot luck, really. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. I suppose it just depends on the case, really. If you get a really boring case, then it's not going to be too interesting, but if you might get an interesting one there, where, yeah, although you have to be fairly, can't judge them at first appearances, so I don't know, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, it should be interesting, it should be okay.
And what things would you say are most important to you at the moment then in your life?
My life, probably, although still having fun, also just kind of finding a job to start with, because come September I won't have that student life still, so that's kind of important. And then otherwise just the kind of things I've always kept high up the priority list, families and friends and being active and things like that, really. So they'll hopefully just carry on, and it's just integrating them into a new job, hopefully.
And what long-term kind of plans, stroke hopes, stroke fears do you have?
I think the fairly standard things, really. Have a good life, get married, have kids, be comfortable in my living. I quite want to do a bit more travelling, see the world a bit more. So yeah.
What travelling have you done already?
Well, I did my gap year to Australia and New Zealand, just doing the kind of standard backpacker route. And then I've been to just America, Canada, Peru, places like that. So I quite like to do Asia, and haven't done any of that, or Africa, so they're the kind of the next places on the list, really. So yeah.
What did you kind of get out of kind of traveling around Oz and New Zealand? What did that mean to you?
Well, it was probably Australia was, I was on my own for a couple of months. That was quite a different experience, really. Quite hard at sometimes, quite but you just have to go out and make friends and chat to anyone, and there's enough people doing the kind of East Coast route that you jump on a bus and find people that know people, and you know, it's all fairly friendly. So that was, although it was a challenge sometimes, it was good fun and had some good times there. And then I met up with some people in New Zealand, so I was a bit more in my comfort zone really. Just some school friends for 3 months or so that was quite good. Travelled around and had a good time, did all the kind of extreme sports and all those kind of things, so that was good. It was when the Lions rugby were out there as well, so we did some touring around with them and yeah, went to a few of the games and things, so that was pretty good.
And what is it you're going to be doing on the plinth?
I'm doing, well, a kind of sports montage, but taking off a layer of clothing to reveal a different sport, really. I've got some quite obscure ones, but I don't know. Hopefully, maybe you get some crowd interaction with me or something. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
And what's the significance of all of the sports? Are they all...
Oh, it's not really anything. The only one that particularly may be significant today is I'm starting off with cricket, and it's the last Ashes test starting today. So, I thought that'd be a good starting point. Plus, then I can take off the pads and things as well. So, so yeah, that's the only kind of really significant one. Otherwise, it's just kind of ones that, well, shall I run through them or I don't know. But yeah, we got starts with cricket, and then we're doing golf, and then this is a bit of a strange one, but like rhythmic gymnastics or something. I've got a ribbon on a stick, and I don't know. I'm sure my feminine side might come out there a bit. I don't know. I'm not sure about that one, but we'll see how it goes. And then we've got tennis, boxing, and then some swimming to finish with. Got a mask and snorkel and flippers and things. So yeah, that's basically it. Six different things. I thought maybe 10 minutes each, might be able to have enough of that by then. So yeah, that's basically the plan.
And what kind of impact would you like, or what kind of effect would you like your hour to have, or the project to have, on those that witness it, that get to experience it from the bottom?
Well, hopefully just to see someone having a fun, having a good time. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really want to go up there and sit there doing nothing, or I didn't really have much to particularly protest about or anything like that. So I was just up for having a laugh, really, and I thought maybe that's a good way of doing it. So yeah, hopefully if people have a bit of fun and start smiling or something, it might be good. But yeah, we'll see when we're up there, I guess.
And how do you feel an hour before you get up there?
Fairly nervous. It's kind of, well, it hasn't quite sunk in yet. I think someone said that the point where you go, you see the cherry picker, that's when it kind of sinks in. But coming off from the train today, I was definitely nervous. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, nervous, I think is the word.
And what are your closing thoughts or comments about being part of the One Another project, part of 2,400 people who get to...
Well, I think it's a great experience. I mean, the fact that I was chosen, although randomly, is not really an opportunity to miss, and I've got prime slot, I think. So I'm quite pleased with that, really. So make the most of it, and you know, 32,000 people have applied at the moment, so I think I'm fairly lucky in that sense. And everyone that watches it online seems to think it's quite entertaining and quite good fun, so managed to make a few other people sign up. So yeah, no, just have a good time, really.
Thank you very much.